Well, Dermot, looking ahead to the Oscar Trainer quarterfinal this coming Saturday down in Galway. And I suppose, first up, what's it been like over the last couple of weeks as you prepare for this? Because you've had a couple of friendlies under your belt against the likes of Harps and Derry. So how has things panned out for you ahead of this last eight encounter?
Yeah, we pretty much followed what we done last year, Oisín, and we got the boys together, after Christmas, and we played high tempo friendlies. As you said, we played Derry City, we played Harps on their 19th, and we played Fun Harps themselves as well. So, you know, I think those three games have prepared us fairly well for the match in Galway tomorrow evening.
And other than Terence Doherty, you're at full strength for the game, are you?
Yeah, full strength. We're operating with a 25-man squad. Delighted to say they're all available and willing to travel. There's one or two slight injuries, but Terence is suspended for this game, and Terence will be lost, you know, but we're lucky enough to have Anthony Doherty from Alia back from injury, and Anthony played in the campaign all through last season, so he knows the role well and knows what's expected of him if he gets the nod.
So will you be making any changes from the last game in the competition then, Dermot?
Well, we said to the boys, myself and Paul Hegarty, we said to the boys before we played the friendlies against Harps and Derry and the Harps from the 19s, that everybody would get a fair chance on the friendlies and that we would be picking the starting 11 on form. And most of the boys that we've picked, you know, we don't make drastic changes. We might make one or two changes, but, you know, most of them perform to the level that's required when they're called upon, and you know that makes it very hard maybe for some of the younger players to actually get into the team. But at the same time, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law, and the boys that are in possession of the jersey have consistently produced over the last, not alone this year or last year, but over the last 3 years really.
Yeah, because it is a very high level of football that the Peninsula and the league's been playing at over the course of the last number of seasons, and picking up the victory, of course, eventually getting to taste success in the Oscar Trainer last year. So is there still that same appetite that you can see within the squad that was there 12 months ago, Dermot?
Absolutely. I mean, the first thing we said to the boys after winning it last year, you know, good teams won in All-Ireland, great teams won too. You know, and that is the drive for the boys. And I have to say, they've come back very, very well. Like, I mean, we topped the group. We were through with a game to spare in the group stages. And I think our children are intent, you know, from the outset. We've had a wee bit of a break now before this game in Galway. And, like, I mean, we won't underestimate Galway in any way. You know, but we're looking forward to it at the same time. The carrot is there. If we do win in Galway, there's a home draw in the semi-final. So, you just can't ask for any more than that, you know.
And what do you know about the opposition for the game on Saturday? Because they're a side that, you could say, scraped through the group, and they're yet to win in the competition, but they find themselves in a last eight encounter, Dermot.
Yeah, that's correct. They got three draws in their group, and their final group game, they were 3-0 down against Mayo. Scored two cracking goals to make it 3-2, and then deep into injury time were awarded a penalty, to, you know, which they converted to make it 3-3. I think it shows tremendous character. You know, the team is 3-0 down and they battled to the very end, and they come back and got the point that's got them through. You know, the group stages really are all about getting through. It doesn't really matter how you perform in them, as long as you get through into the knockout stages, and then, you know, there's no second chance in the knockout stages. You're looking to win every game that you play to advance as far as you can in the competition, and I'm sure Galway under Gareth Gorman would be no different.
Does that make them more dangerous then, Dermot? Because they haven't won, but they've showed that they have the grit and the determination to come from 3-0 down, and I suppose they're still striving to get their first one. Does that make them more dangerous than what they were earlier in the competition?
Well, I don't want to make them any more dangerous. I would say that all eight teams left in the competition are dangerous, you know, no matter who you get. It doesn't, at this stage, teams get on a roll, you know, get a bit of momentum going, they get to quarter-final, they get to semi-final, whatever, and they're all dangerous. So I don't see them being any more dangerous than any of the other teams left in the competition. It's going to be a tough, tough game. Terrylyn Park hopefully will be in good shape, and hopefully it'll suit the style of football that we play. And, you know, again, it's all about, as I said numerous occasions before, it's all about performance. You know, we have to go down and perform, and if we perform, we'll give ourselves a chance of getting victory. But if we don't perform, that's it, we're out of it.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Have you played Galway before in the competition, Dermot?
Yeah, a long, long time ago, Oisín. I think we played it actually in Dunreary's ground. It could be maybe 10 or 12 years ago, or maybe it was 10 years ago. And we played them in the semi-final even before that, I remember, in McGinn Park. And again, that's would be well over 10 years ago, and they beat us 3-2 in McGinn. So, like, I mean, we'll definitely not be taking Galway for granted.
Yeah, because they're a bit of an unknown quantity then, to you.
Yeah, absolutely, as most teams are. We, you know, apart from the teams that you play on a regular basis, you know, you're going to their home territory. You know, you give them the respect that they deserve, and you're just hoping that our boys and your own team can perform to the level that we know they can perform to.
And just finally, there's been a longer break between the games for yourself and Galway. Is that in any way disruptive at all, do you think, Dermot?
It's not ideal, I think, but at the same time, it has given our boys, you know, a chance. There's a couple of boys retiring the injuries, and it's given them a chance for them to clear up. They're all playing in the local league, you know, and their fitness levels are quite good. So, you know, we've been looking forward to it now for a while. It took a while to get the game sorted, but we're ready. We're travelling tomorrow, and we have a full squad to choose from, as I said, apart from Terence. You really can't ask for any more than that.
Well, listen, Dermot, thanks for taking the call. I wish you every best of luck in that game against Galway. And when we're talking next, hopefully it'll be heading into a semi-final.
Thanks very much, Ozzy.